popped off. You aren't thinking about the future. I am. Jasmine snorted. What if I told you my fiancé was 16 years older than me? The youngest person I've ever dated was 6 years older than me. What do you say to that?
I don't know, Nathan stuttered, caught off guard.
It's true, Jasmine said, looking down the trail. Then, like a light switch, everything fell into place. Damn, she said, shocked. She could see it plain as day now. Having listened to Amanda question Nathan about every girlfriend he ever had and how Nathan acted so distant around the group, Nathan was scared to let anyone close. Nathan pulled back on his reins, thinking Jasmine had heard or seen something. What is it? He whispered.
It all makes sense now, Jasmine replied as her horse kept walking.
Kicking smoke back into a walk, Nathan caught back up to her.
What makes sense? He asked.
I'll tell you later, Jasmine replied. She pulled her reins back, slowing her horse to fall behind Nathan. Nathan looked down at Emma, who was still jabbering away. Women are so weird, he informed her.
No,
Emma said.
What about it? Nathan asked.
Smoke,
Emma said, pointing at smoke.
Yes, that's smoke, Nathan said, patting her head.
More,
she said, holding up her sippy cup. Nathan refilled the sippy cup without any enthusiasm. You know, I used to be cool. Now I'm relegated to bitch boy, he said, handing it back to Emma.
Bitch,
Emma repeated very clearly and clapped her hand on her sippy cup. Hearing that, Nathan froze. What should he do or say to the little parrot? Not thinking of anything, Nathan chose to ignore any actions. Emma, that's not nice, Nathan told her as she continued to jabber nonsense. Nathan didn't push too much, but pulled up beside a small lake, having only traveled 15 miles. It was only 3 a.m., but he didn't want to risk hurting the horses. The idea of lugging Emma to Idaho in her sling really didn't appeal to him in any form or fashion. After he spread out his woobie and put down the sleeping Emma, Nathan helped the group set up camp. The horses immediately started eating the grass along the shoreline. Amanda and Casey sat down on Nathan's woobie with him and Emma. Nathan, I want you to sleep, Amanda commanded. He slowly looked at her. I will, he said. No, I mean all day. I'll take your watch and get your horse ready, she informed him. Amanda, Nathan started to say, but Amanda threw her little hand in his face. It's not open to discussion, she said with a firm expression. Did anybody put you up to this? Nathan asked. No, I told them this is how it was going to be, Amanda stated. 1,000 replies came to his mind instantly, none of them nice. Just as Nathan chose one, Amanda crawled over Emma and into Nathan's lap, wrapping her arms around him. When you're tired, I'm scared, she mumbled, nuzzling her head in his chest. All frustration left Nathan as he rubbed her head. I will get some sleep then, so you won't be afraid, Nathan assured her. Hearing that, Jasmine turned around and gave John $200. I didn't think that was going to work, Jasmine admitted. John scoffed. $100 says if Casey asks for everyone to go swimming, we will. I'm not taking that bet, Jasmine said, brushing her horse. The only reason I took this one was because Amanda was asking him to do something he normally wouldn't. I never heard her ask, John pointed out. Jasmine snickered. For Amanda, that was asking. Watching Casey crawl into Nathan's lap, John smiled. I don't think Amanda wants Nathan to be her boyfriend anymore, he told Jasmine. Why do you say that? Jasmine asked. I'm just saying, John replied, brushing his own horse. Nathan had the girls in his lap barely 10 minutes before both were sound asleep. He gently laid them down and pulled off their boots and vests. Getting to his knees, he brushed the hair out of their faces. Standing up, he looked at the girls, gave a long sigh, then headed to smoke. John, Tom, Natalie, and Jasmine were on the shore brushing their horses as Nathan began brushing smoke. I thought you were asked to sleep, John said.